Hello, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm about to do another podcast. And this is going to be titled, Are Blessings from God Rewards, or Is There a Difference Between a Blessing and a Reward from God? So I had saw a post earlier that really intrigued me, and it was basically a lady giving her testimony. Well, basically giving her input about how many have so much advice pertaining to singles believing God for marriage. And she basically gave her situation. She went into detail about her situation where she has stated that a lot of times married women, women that have recently been married, and even some that's been married for a while, do single women a disservice by telling us that, you know, if we be content with Christ alone, and if we work for the kingdom alone, and that in due time that, and when you're not expecting it, that God will bless you with a spouse. And she basically debunked that theory. And she gave herself as a personal testimony. She stated that when she met her husband, the month before she even met her husband, that she was actually in some discontentment. She was actually dealing with some warfare before she met her husband. I mean, even though she wasn't dating anybody, she was okay being by herself, she still was dealing with things. And it wasn't a thing where God worked everything out of her and then her husband came. And she elaborated on the fact that a lot of times single women, Christian women, are given false hope that if you follow this formula, if you follow this recipe, if you follow these steps verbatim, that God will bless you with a husband. And so, in my mind, well, before I get to that part, she also elaborated on the fact that a lot of people have looked, especially in the Christian community, have looked at marriage as a reward from God, that by their own good behavior, they earned a spouse. They did, you know, X, Y, and Z, and God blessed them with a spouse. And I've been seeing this for a good while since I've been on Facebook. I've seen people that were single when they got married. They were making videos. They were like, oh, do what I did. I sold into a married couple and God sent me a spouse. Or I did this and God sent me a spouse. And I did that and God sent me a spouse. But the issue that I personally have had with these testimonies is that just because you do a certain equation or certain steps, that doesn't always mean you're going to get the same solution or the same outcome. Because for me personally, I've been abstinent for several years. I'm not going to go into detail about how long I've been abstinent, but I've been abstinent for a while. And I remember being at a church one time, and the pastor said, you know, if y'all women would keep y'all legs closed, the Lord will send you a husband. And so at that time, you know, I was impressionable. I wasn't as mature as I am now. And I didn't really understand that abstinence alone does not mean that God is going to send you a husband. Abstinence is actually reasonable service. And part of Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. So that is reasonable service. That doesn't mean that because you're abstinent or you've been abstaining that God sees it. So he's going to say, well, okay, I'm going to send you somebody. I also know plenty of people women that are doing the work of the kingdom, and they're working hard, and they're doing things for the Lord, and they're still single. I mean, they've been diligent in their work. I mean, they're working outside of the four walls of the church. They're doing good things and great things in the Lord and for the kingdom and in the marketplace, but they're still single. So for me, when I've seen posts and when I've seen videos from some of my Christian sisters that were once single and are now married, it becomes an irritant. And it's not that I'm not happy for them, because I'm an advocate for rejoice with those who rejoice, but I'm not an advocate for elitism. I don't feel that once God blesses you with something, that gives you the right to say, I did everything right, be like me. We're supposed to be like Christ. We're supposed to be imitators of Christ, not people. And a lot of times, even though I don't personally know some people, but some people have had their life as like a display on Facebook. And if I was to look at what they put on Facebook and look at the fact that they're married, I would say, well, Lord, you're doing me wrong, because I hadn't been in multiple relationships back to back. They did this or they did that and I don't do this. That spirit of comparison has to die. You know, it's not right to say, well, I need to be like Sister so-and-so. Sister so-and-so did it like this, so I need to imitate her so I can get a husband. And I think sometimes us in the church have this messed up mentality when it comes to blessings and when it comes to rewards, because we feel like if we get something from God, it's because of something that we did. Now, I've believed the word of God, you know, that he wants us to obey him. I believe that God wants us to stay in faith. However, there are times when we're not in faith. There are times where we're like, we're about to give up. And God pulls through. He blesses us anyhow. And so I'm not saying that we should live our lives any kind of way and God is going to give you somebody. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that sometimes we have to know the difference between a blessing from God and a reward. I mean, God rewards those who diligently seek him. I believe that because that's what the word says. But I also know that God blesses whom he chooses to bless. And it's not always predicated upon right behavior, doing everything right, and so forth. I know people that are married and they were not abstinent, or they were abstinent but they failed, but they got married. I've known people that they met when they were younger and they were in a relationship, and then later on got married and they're still together and their marriage is bliss. I do believe that God will challenge that relationship when we step outside of his will. However, just because you do everything right doesn't mean that God is going to. Because sometimes I believe that, for me personally, for my walk with the Lord, for me personally, I just believe that whenever God chooses to do it, because I'm at a place now where I'm like, I'm okay if he doesn't do it for me. I'm not going to be mad with him. If I live the rest of my days alone, I'm not going to be mad at God, because the thing is, I know that marriage is not a reward. Marriage is a covenant. And there is going to be warfare that comes with that covenant. And while a lot of people are romanticizing marriage and, they're taking these beautiful pictures together. They're recording videos of themselves dancing and laughing and hanging out and all that good stuff. What they're not going to show is the warfare that comes. They don't show that part. They're not really supposed to. I don't expect anybody to show that when they're going through with their spouse, to make it public knowledge, because it's something that's private. It's something that has to be, it's not for the world to see. But I'm just a firm believer that a lot of us have a misconception that when people get married, it's because they did everything right. And that's not always true. And it's wrong for anybody to make any person feel that the reason why they're married or the reason why they're not married is because, you're missing the mark. You're not doing everything you need to do to get married. You need to put yourself out there. You need to do this. You need to do A through Z. And my take on that is, they need to just mind their business. Is it their business that I'm still single? No, it actually isn't. Is it of God for them to jump in my inbox and question me or make videos questioning people why they're still single or have a page where they're like, hey, let me coach you. Let me get you prepared for your spouse. The only issue that I have with that is that you don't know what kind of obstacles they're going to face once they get married. You know the overview of the things that they're going to face when they get married. But it's going to be some distinct obstacles that they're going to go through when they get married. Some distinct different types of warfare that they're going to go through when they get married that you may not didn't face when you were married. You may didn't have to deal with a spouse that got in an accident and is now handicapped, but they do. You may didn't have to deal with a spouse that committed adultery, but they do. Like, we have to stop trying to, just generalize everybody's marriage and everybody's relationship, because everybody's relationship, everybody's marriage, everybody's spouse is going to be different. And they're going to go through different obstacles, detours. They're going to go through so much different stuff. One might deal with the death of a child. You might not have to ever deal with that. So we can't sit up here and act as if because I'm married, I'm an expert on marriage. Because you're doing a disservice to people that's believing God for marriage. And it becomes disheartening because they feel like, well, I'm not doing everything right, so I guess that means I'm not supposed to be married. And I have to just double back for a moment to when I got my car. When I got my car, my new car that I got, it's been a week now since I've gotten it. But when I got that car, I was not in faith. I was not believing God for a new car. I was actually very skeptical when I walked out of that car lot. My mind was, I just want a car, but I don't want a new car. I just want something that'll get me from point A to point B. There was nothing about my mental state, because I wasn't in faith at all. I really wasn't. I just went out there in that car lot, and I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna go out here and I'm just gonna see if they can help me. Because in my mind, I was like, they're not gonna be able to help me to get a car. And even then, I wasn't looking for a new car. I wanted a car. But God, because he's good and he's faithful and just, even when we are not, he went above and beyond my expectations. And allow me to gain access to a new car that had never been driven. And so, do I feel like it was a reward for my good behavior? Absolutely not. It wasn't. Because there were areas in my life where I knew I could have done better in. I mean, I was doing okay, but I knew I could have done better in certain areas of my life leading up to this point of me being blessed with this new car. And I still don't have the mentality in my head that God gave me that car because, you know, he saw my good works and he blessed me with it. He saw what I did and he blessed me with it. He saw the times I cried and he blessed. No, honestly, I don't know why God blessed me with that car. I mean, I know he loves me and he wants me to have good things. But if I can be honest for a moment, I really didn't do anything in my viewpoint that was so spectacular that he said, oh, hey, I'm a blesser. Because the thing with God is, and this is what God showed me, he said, it ain't about your works. It ain't about what you do. It ain't about doing everything right. I will bless you anyway because you're my child and I love you. And I see what you have need of. And I'm not going to let you go lacking. I'm not going to punish you for not doing everything right. Now, I see you, you know, trying to live for me. You know, I see you getting weary in your spirit because, like I said, when I was on the car lot, I was not full of faith. I really wasn't. I was very skeptical. When that guy was talking to me about all the reasons why I should take that car, I just kept saying, I don't know if I can afford it. I just don't know. It's just, I just don't know. And I was just like, I was not in faith. I really wasn't. I mean, I want like, well, God gonna help me. God gonna, you know, I want none of that. I said, because in my mind, I was like, you know what? I already made up in my mind that I was going to go home with my 2005 Ford Taurus, even though it was basically falling apart. I was willing to go home with it because at least I didn't have any car notes. At least I, you know, but if that car would have broke down on me, I wouldn't have had a car, period. I would have been trying to figure out how I'm going to get a car. So God knew that, and maybe it was going to fall apart on me. And that's why he went on ahead and opened that door for me. I don't know. God knows I am from the beginning. We don't know everything. So even though that's two different subjects, the thing is still the same with this young lady in her post. And she was just saying how we do a disservice to singles when you see married women getting married and they're saying all the, they just act like they're the standard through their good behavior, and that's why they got a spouse. And she, I just really enjoy her transparency that, hey, you know, I wasn't in faith. You know, she was just saying all the things that was going on with her at the time when she met her husband. And she said there were women that were way more faithful in their walk with the Lord than her. So she said it. She said she didn't feel like she was more deserving than anybody else. She knew that God blessed her. It wasn't a thing where he rewarded her because she did everything right. It was because he blessed her. He chose to release that spouse. And that's my input on that. God will bless you when he sees fit. When he wants to, he will. It ain't about, you know, going to all these, taking these relationship courses and reading all these books and trying to prepare yourself for a spouse. Now, don't get me wrong. Education is good. It's good to be educated. It's good to be knowledgeable. However, it's not going to make God release that spouse to you. Being abstinent, yes, that's reasonable service. We're supposed to abstain because we're not married. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. However, just thinking that, okay, I'm going to abstain and God going to bless me with a husband is a manipulation tactic. It don't work like that. So, most of the time with God, he will reward you for your obedience. but he will also bless you when he sees fit. That's going to conclude my broadcast. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.